This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. The American Farm Bureau's top economist predicts fuel and fertilizer prices will stay high the next couple of years as commodity prices further squeeze farm margins. Roger Cryan says input inflation spurring higher interest rates will make farming more expensive, maybe into 2024.
Rates for operating loans are going up as the Fed finally addresses the ongoing inflation, which I think we're going to have inflation in the range of 5 to 9% for the next 2 years. That ends up getting built into long-term interest rates.
Meanwhile, crop prices have softened as producing nations push to replace losses from war-ravaged Ukraine.
Corn and wheat prices have gone down to about where they were before the war. But it also tightens up the bottom line for farmers because those fertilizer prices may have flattened at a high rate. But I haven't really seen signs that they're coming down yet. The fuel prices are easing some, but they're still pretty high.
Cryan says economic uncertainty is not good for farmers or consumers.
High input costs are lose-lose for farmers and people who need to eat. High input costs mean that the farmers are disincentivized to produce and that folks who need food will have a harder time getting it.
Federal Reserve officials will meet again next week when they're expected to raise interest rates another 0.75% and as much as a full percent after June's 40-year inflation high of 9.1%.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.